Woo! Well, surprise, surprise. Trippin' Bigly is in the top 20% of all podcasts worldwide, which is a shock. It was a shock to myself. It was a shock to Lexi. We just found out, so we're doing a little bonus episode. Because we're feeling kind of good for once.
Feeling all right?
Feeling all right.
Do the mics work?
On this episode of
Trippin' Bigly. Number 16?
Trippin' Bigly. Yeah, we are Trippin' Bigly. Go figgy.
All things considered, do you think we're tripping more or less than most people?
So, for sure, yep, usually we're looking good and feeling bad, but today we're looking bad and feeling good. That's right. That's right. Almost took that leap off the balcony of the penthouse, but then saw that we were
way
in the top
low.
20% of all podcasts and figured, hey, why not live another day? Make another episode. And also, yeah, you know, I would only feel comfortable jumping from a balcony that was at least
40 stories.
For me, 40 stories? We have to fucking go to Dubai. 40 stories?
40 stories?
Most cities don't have a 40-story balcony, Katya.
Really?
It'd be very difficult. What do you mean, really?
Not, you said most
40
cities.
40 stories?
Most cities? I don't know. I've lived in buildings with like 50, 60 stories.
You lived in one building with one guy that had it was probably the tallest building in Toronto.
No, it was not the tallest building in Toronto. There's a lot of buildings like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
In the downtown area, at least.
How many buildings are 40 stories or more in Los Angeles? And artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, says, holy shit.
How many?
54? Los Angeles has 54 buildings that are 40 stories or taller. Damn.
But what about Toronto?
Oh, well, fuck, probably more.
Yeah, exactly.
How about Toronto? Oh, life hack. Once you get your ChatGPT to only give you short answers, it's going to save you a lot of fucking time in life.
Is it finally doing it?
Finally doing it. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I said, how about Toronto?
How much? Or how many?
80 skyscrapers. Wow. Toronto's got LA beat by like double.
There you
the
go.
The US is slacking in basically
and
every
Toronto,
category.
Exactly. Toronto's also, I'm pretty sure, smaller than LA.
So. Slacking. The U.S. is slacking on its mackin'.
Well, I'm sure New York probably.
It's gimping on its pimping.
Tops those
New
numbers.
New York? Probably most in the world. Are we really going to go down this fucking ChatGPT rabbit hole?
I think we can say.
How many buildings does New York have that are over 40 stories? Wow, they got even me with my retardo accent. Watch it give me an answer that's like, New York City, very good, many stories. Like, wait, don't. Don't match my accent with your response. Browsing the web. Oh my God.
How many?
316. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to kill yourselves and do so from a 40 plus story balcony.
Now you know where your options
are. Which apparently Lexi would recommend. If you're going to jump, do it from at least 40 stories. New York is your city. And coincidentally, everyone there is depressed as hell. So I bet New York has the most, let's get dark. Most suicides. I hope ChatGPT doesn't block
me. I mean, probably.
One.
That would make sense.
New York has the most suicides of any city.
What
city in the United States has the most suicides? I mean, I almost want to say worldwide, right? But yeah, probably New York, right? I mean, it's the most people.
Worldwide?
The
I don't know. I would say maybe.
I can't provide real time data. Get the fuck. Come on.
I feel like I heard.
I hate how censored this ChatGPT stuff is. It is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
You are censoring information. Information.
Like yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
that's what we use you for.
Yeah, we want information. We want facts. Thank you. I'm a grown up. I can decide for myself. Thank you very much. Plus, I paid an extra $20 for the ChatGPT-4.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You AI whore, tell me. Stop whitewashing me and tell me how many, what city had the most suicides in 2023 in the world? Should I throw it in and be like, don't make me use Grok?
Grok would probably tell you.
Cities with the most. I couldn't find specific data. Da 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 da. Weird. The world population review by suicide rate by country. In 2019, Lesotho had the highest suicide rate globally. Where the fuck is Lesotho? Where is Lesotho? Where is Lesotho? A country located in southern Africa. It's unique for being entirely surrounded by South Africa, making it one of the few enclaved countries in the world. Weird. Like a country within a country. I just don't like how ChatGPT censors info. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, which city had the highest amount of suicides in the U.S. in 2022? This is like, it just won't. Oh, we can't. Yeah. It's like, dude, just give me the information. Like, it's really weird that, like, quote unquote, artificial intelligence is like censoring what like machines, computers are censoring what humans like can like which what data humans can find.
But I feel like
find.
It's humans that program them that
okay,
way.
Okay, here we go. Casper, Wyoming. No, what I mean is highest amount of people that kill themselves, not percentage wise. Yeah. So Casper, Wyoming obviously wasn't the most suicides. It's just the highest percentage of suicides. This is a great way to start a celebratory episode.
Also, I love how just to get one little fact, you got to go through
all
these.
Yeah, I'm like five questions deep now. And it's not even telling us. Yeah. Okay. Cool. You know who it referred us to? The CDC, our buddies, Center for Disease Control, the same or three-letter government or organization that I get referred to anytime I ask any questions about COVID.
Oh.
And it's like, COVID is a vaccines are safe and effective. And like, I'll ask questions that don't even have anything to do with vaccines.
Safe and effective.
I'll ask questions like, how effective is natural immunity from flu-like viruses and, you know, from flu-like viruses? And it'll say, I do not have the data on natural immunity, but the CDC recommends taking any and all vaccines because vaccines for COVID and other flu-like disease viruses are, you know, vaccines are safe and effective for COVID and other flu-like viruses. And I'm like, wait a second. I didn't ask that. I didn't ask if vaccines were safe and effective. I asked a specific question. I asked, you know, how effective is natural immunity? That's like saying, oh, is steak healthy? And them saying, well, I don't know about steak, but chicken is really good for you. You should try chicken. For more information on chicken, go to www.eatachicken.com. Like, what are you talking about, dude? It's you're misdirecting. You're like, you're directing me down a path that I don't want to go on and didn't ask to go on.
That's why, honestly, I try to use my logic. To figure things like this out. Like, I wouldn't ask you ChatGPT about immunity just because to me it makes sense. Like, hey, I'm young. My body most likely will be fine. I don't need to get some extra vaccine. Like, you know, I have a healthy body. Yeah, my body does not, you know.
The point is not like whether we have healthy bodies or we rely on our own instincts or intuition or whatever. The point is that these artificial intelligence entities are censoring.
They're not giving us the full truth. Yeah.
And misguiding us. Like they're misdirecting us.
It's like,
but I think it's very intentional. I think they're trying to funnel us through, you know, whatever kind of system they want us to be in.
It's 100% intentional. Like, yes, it is obviously intentional. If you ask AI, it'll tell you it'll basically tell you that it's intentional. The question is, you know, why is it doing this? And what are the deeper implications of like machines being the gatekeepers of facts? Like, you know, like that's like AI is supposed to quote unquote work for us. Supposed to be a service to us. Not a freaking another branch of propaganda.
I can only imagine what'll happen in 5 years. I feel like it'll be like a game of tug and war where humans will think like, oh yeah, we're advancing, you know, look at all these new things that we were able to create. Meanwhile, not fully seeing the layers underneath and what's actually going on.
Meanwhile, everything we're creating is just abstract. Creating are intangibles.
Yeah.
I mean, look at everything in our place right now. And if you're listening to this, look at everything in your place right now. Look at your table. Look at your chairs. Look at your car that you're driving. Look at the, you know, couch you're sitting on. Look at your decorations. Look at everything around you that everybody else has around you. It's all exactly the same stuff as the 80s. 70s, the 80s. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. All the innovations, all the technology, all the new stuff. A majority, not all, obviously, but like, I would literally say at least 90%. It's all software. It's all like screen. It's, you know, innovations on screens. It's apps and like new phones. It's like all, It's all intangibles. Like, oh, look it. I can transfer money faster. Oh, look it. I can send an email.
The quality of the screens got better.
It's all screens though. It's ridiculous. It's like saying, oh, well, this fucking, yeah, well, this is a different kind of, I don't know, whatever. Say anything. Milk, eggs, candles. Okay, well, it's still a milk. It's still milk. It's still an egg. Still a candle. Okay, well, the apps got better. Maybe the screens got better. It's still a screen. It's still an app. It's the same thing. It's still within that same paradigm. Show me. Put an app on the table.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Doesn't exist.
Well,
it's
illusion. I find it interesting that humans have chosen to like focus so much of our resources into developing software. You know, like
no, yeah. That's where the money's at. Yeah, well, want that money.
Well, we see how that went for San Francisco.
I mean, San Francisco.
You know,
San Francisco is fucking its own disaster. San Francisco is just what a mess. I talked to my friend today who just moved to Portugal. I was like, how is it? He's like, it's great. Yep. I didn't step in a single piece of poop on my way to get my cappuccino. And instead of being $7, it was €1. Like, geez. San Francisco, what a disaster. I mean, it looks like a scene out of a really bad, like, sci-fi apocalypse movie. Like a bad sci-fi apocalypse, not like an exciting one with like hot action heroes, like just like sad. But it's cool, you know. It's you know, it's all part of this grand social experiment. Like, you know, it's cool. It's just the US ticks off every box that every empire ticks off on its decline, you know. All the did I read you that list?
Mm-hmm.
It's like financial disparities, like inner conflict, like opulent displays of wealth, like it's all there. Oh God, I'm gonna turn that off since it keeps going and it's just ridiculous.
Do you want me to hold your mic? I know.
Sorry, I gotta turn this thing off. Cody, do you want to do a monologue or do you want to pause it? Want to do monologues?
No.
Monologue for the people. Let's go, Katya.
All right. I mean, I don't really... Oh, God. I don't really like when people put me on the spot, but... Yeah, because then my mind just goes blank. And maybe we'll just leave it on and, you know, pretend that it's all fine. Which it most likely is, because I don't think the mics will pick up on those sounds anyways. Yeah.
Monologue.
Yeah, whenever I get put on the spot, my mind just goes blank. I need to...
All up on that spot, girl. All up on that spot. Put up on that spot, girl. Put up on that spot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Dude, I can't even believe people try to pretend to be sexy anymore. Like, I just, like... I can't even...
Pretend
like,
to be sexy?
Yeah, like every now and then I'll be, like, on YouTube or whatever. I'll, like, see a YouTube video, like, some music video. And I'm just like, this is, like... What is this? Like, I don't understand how, like, anything anyone can wear can make them more or less sexy. Like, if you're not sexually attractive, then what is, like, wearing, like, a starred bikini or, like, a, I don't know, well-contoured dress or any of that stuff make any difference? Like,
well, maybe because they are trying, you know, they're trying in any way they can.
Also, just,
I never understood that personally because, like, sexiness is not something that, like, naturally comes to me.
Also, don't you think it's weird that people can look at a screen and get turned on? Like, regardless, like, is it really that much different? I mean, you were saying earlier about how, like, screens are, the medium is the same, even if things on that medium have evolved. It's like, you're looking at a screen. Like, who cares whether you're looking at a quote unquote sexy person or a freaking baseball field or a freaking music video. Like, it's a screen. Like,
people used to get turned on by looking at magazines.
Also odd. I think it's a lot different though, because, like, I don't think people spend as much time looking at porno mags as they do watching porno videos on screens.
I also think that's true. Yeah.
It's definitely like people have definitely definitely like, cause I mean, a porno magazine, how many pages does it have?
Like 50.
Oh, it's
I have no idea.
Wait, yeah, probably 50, right? Magazine. I don't know. 50 pages, right?
Yeah.
Let's say 50. Let's say 60, whatever. Let's say 100 pages. Oh my God. Big deluxe edition porno mag, 100 pages. How many pages does a porno website have?
I mean, hundreds.
Hundreds?
I have no idea.
Tens of thousands, probably.
Oh.
Like, at least thousands of pages. You think there's only
I don't really go through porno sites like that.
Yeah, I know, but you never looked at a porn site?
Not that extensively, no.
Never went to a porn website?
I have. I do. Hundreds. I do. And I do know that when you can, like, search a million things and get a million
if you can search a million things, then there's more than hundreds of pages.
Okay.
If it was only one page per thing, that would be
hundreds. I just didn't think
of
it straight away because it's not really the first thing in my mind. But anyways, yes, probably thousands.
So just by the numbers, I mean, even if you go through an entire porno magazine, deluxe edition, there's maybe 100 pages. But like a porn website, it's like thousands of pages. And each one of those pages is like videos that are however many minutes long. Like, it's so much data. It's ridiculous. So people that go down that rabbit hole can spend a lot of time on it. And it's really weird because, like, no matter what video you're looking at or how much time you spend on it, it's a fucking screen. It's not real. It's not real. There's nobody there. You're alone. You're alone with your hand on your dick.
Yeah.
How is that sexy? How is that attractive? Or your finger in your pussy. I don't know. You choose. I don't know. Choose your own adventure, you know?
I don't know, but I don't think people think of it that way. I don't think people are like, oh, this is this thing I'm doing. It's not sexy. I think they're just trying to get their needs met and they don't really care.
I mean, that's a general philosophy of most humans with everything. To be honest, most people
trying to get their needs met. And they
trying
don't really
to get
care.
Their needs met. And don't care. Yep. Not looking too deep into it. Just like, I'm just trying to get through this little moment here of existence.
Yeah. Well, it's not all. Some of them, they don't have much, you know. So they.
Excuse me, good sir. Could you spare some care? I don't seem to have any care. I'm. So you're saying you're careless? No, I'm not careless. I'm careful. Okay, so you're carefree? No, I'm not carefree. I'm careful. Okay, so you're full of care? Yes. Oh, well, that doesn't seem like you need any extra care because you're already full of care. I mean, I'm not careful. I'm dangerous. I'm real dangerous. Like, no, you're not, buddy, and you don't really care. You know? But that's fine. Each to their own, you know?
I mean, like, I grew up in a generation where kids had had access to technology at an early age, and I do feel like that kind of made us more antisocial than previous generations. I don't think we fully understand the value of having connections and relationships with real people. A lot of people my age have replaced a lot of their needs with what their phones can provide them with. Social platforms and all that.
A bunch of intangibles on a screen.
Yeah, but it produces the same type of, you know, chemical effect in your brain, so it feels like it's fine in the moment. But really, it's like really unnatural and probably leads to depression in the end. So, but they don't know that. They just think they have a chemical imbalance and they were born with it.
Well, it can be both, Katya. They can have a chemical imbalance and have like...
Yeah, but not every time, you know, not every case.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely doesn't help. Screens do not help with chemical imbalance. That's for sure, shawty. Okay, we're doing our mid-show break. So go ahead, yourself, grab yourself a little coffee or a little refreshment.
A juice, or do perhaps? A
little threat. Get you a little dupe box. We'll be right back. Did you get a coffee? A tea, a beverage, and or a snack. Now you're back. Nice. Another moment of life. Just living it up. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Brian Ortega. Those that know, pulled it off. Got that submission upset over Yair Rodriguez UFC fight night. Ortega's the best. Never talks bad about anybody. Just has a lot of respect for other humans, you know. Notice this theme lately amongst like celebrities and normal people where people are just like, you know what? Everyone's basically going into two camps. Either they're going in the camp of like, I'm like totally over all the bullshit and I don't care and I'm just going to ignore it because I don't want to deal with it and just kind of like get through my day. Or they're in the camp of like, I'm totally over all the bullshit and I'm going to like straighten myself out and get myself right with those that I love and those that love me and just like, you know, power through this like wannabe apocalypse that we're kind of in the middle of. That's basically it. Either people don't give a fuck and they're just completely just trying to numb out and like get through the day, or they're like, you know what, I'm gonna been through a bunch of crazy stuff and I'm gonna like get right and move forward and handle it. I mean, it's just like a lot of sombering talk like that, which is cool. Shout out to sombering talk, I guess, you know. It's fine. You fine. It all fine. Fine. It's all fine. I feel like I'm 90 years old. Just trying to get through
physically
it.
Physically or mentally?
Physically.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I want a new body so bad. I'm just like, I just want a new body. Want a new body? But like, I'm okay with my mind, relatively speaking. I mean, it's got its issues, but I mean, the body is just like, Es importante.
Well, luckily, you know, you've got all your limbs and the problems that you have are fixable. So.
Yep, so they say.
There's hope. There's hope.
Well, you're not physically disabled. You know, that would suck.
No, I can still limp down the hill to the cafe.
Lots of people have limps.
Hey, that's my gangster limp. You know what I mean? I be, you know. It's my, you know. My been hit with a few shells. Now I walk with a limp. I might. Shout out 50 Cent. But no, I still won't be your ghostwriter.
50 Cent.
50 Cent. My OCD wouldn't let me ghostwrite for 50 Cent. So I was like, dude, you, can you just change your name to an even dollar? I can't. 50 Cent, it's like you're halfway there. Like, it's not complete. You need to be a complete dollar.
Well, you know what they say. Don't impose your OCD on other people.
It's only gay if you push back. Wait, what? What do they say?
Don't impose your OCD on other people. That's when things really get weird. You know what OCD is, right?
Stands for our clitoris develops.
Our
OCD. Our cock dick. Our cute daddies.
It's essentially like the feeling you get when you believe that something is so, so, so important and it has to be fulfilled, you know, like an urge or whatnot.
Like you put
that's
abundance
one
of importance on things that are relatively trivial.
I have OCD, though.
Hey!
But I wouldn't necessarily, hey. I wouldn't necessarily, like, label myself as that. I just have, like, tendencies. My mom had full-blown OCD, so I know what that looks like. Not fun or pretty. So, and it's not what people would expect. So people like you or others who go around saying, oh, I'm being so OCD, actually, you're just being a neat freak or a control freak. But that is very different from OCD.
Shout out to the real OCD heads out there. That would be the OG OCDs. Shout out to the OG OCDs.
All right.
I see you. Lexi's got your back.
I do.
OCDs. No!
Oh. I see your OCD.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like half in the camp of like, I really care about everything and want to like get my whole life like completely in order and like sort it all out and be extra healthy. And then I'm like half just like, just trying to like not be miserable and like get through the day.
Interesting. So what's on that second half? Why do you think it is that way?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because everyone we know and love will someday die and, you know, we will lose all that we've ever cherished and gained, and there's nothing we can do about any of it. And the as the imposing, unstoppable hand of time continues to fucking tick closer to our ultimate demise.
Is that what makes you question your commitment to care, I guess?
I don't even question. I mean, no, you're asking me why, like, half of me is totally over it. I'm just saying why.
I know, I'm just trying to have a clear understanding.
Well, and then the good half, the happy half, which you didn't even ask about, you're just like, oh, well, let me hear about them. Nihilistic half.
I'm generally more interested in negativity just as a person. Not that that's a good or bad thing, but yes, what about the other half?
Dude, humans are so weird. It's like,
don't get distracted. No, I want to hear the other half.
Humans will watch way more videos of people getting punched in the face than like hugged.
Yeah.
Like people will watch like 20 videos of someone getting killed, like 20 different videos, but they won't in a row. But nobody will like crack out on like 20 videos of people getting 20 hugs in a row. Like this.
Do you one. Crack out on 20 people getting 20 hugs in a row?
Yeah, I try not to crack out anything except a crack. But yeah, to not get distracted, would you want to know about the first half, the happy half? Yeah, so that's just, I think that like that's on a deeper level. I think that basically, like, the, you know, part of life is about like messing up and learning from those mistakes and being hurt and hurting and just, you know, generally having not a good time. And then I believe that like the second half of life or the other half of life is about sort of like mending those ties, or like, you know, like healing those wounds, or like, you know, forgiving and or asking for forgiveness, and like, you know, becoming the best person you can be. Because honestly, it feels better when you're like super healthy and like your mind is clear and you're like, you know what I mean, on point. Like, it does feel better. I mean, it just
in every way.
Like, it just feels cleaner. Like, it just feels
every like aspect of your life improves, literally.
Yeah, so that's that, you know, and like ideally you get it all sorted before you, you know, before your ultimate demise.
You know, I'm really trying to get it sorted. I'm trying to take the fast track.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you're sorting it out. You're getting it sorted out relatively quickly.
Well, I feel like I've experienced the bulk of my negative life experiences in my first, you know, quarter of my life. I don't know how long I'm gonna live, but
it's a rough estimate. It's probably relatively accurate.
But I feel like there's a set amount of negative experiences someone can experience, and usually that's kind of drawn out throughout your whole life, you know. But my experience with that has been kind of condensed.
Yeah, for a lot of people, it's a slow burn, you know. They just, like, let those wounds fester. And if you don't, like, tend to a wound, if you don't heal a wound, what happens to a wound? Like, if you get a cut, if you get wounded and you don't...
spreads and gets infected.
Yeah, it just gets progressively worse, and then can possibly infect your entire, you know, body and, you know, kill you. So, yeah, definitely better to, like, you know, tend to things than just letting them fester.
Yeah, because then what ends up happening is so much time will pass and you'll forget how to tend to those problems. And because initially it feels like, oh, you know, if you just turn a blind eye and don't think about them, then they'll just go away or you won't have to feel them. And then eventually you realize that everything ends up biting you in the ass sooner or later.
Yeah, I mean, definitely better to tend to things. I think most people can agree to that, you know, as long as you have the motivation, willpower, you know, and determination, drive and focus to tend to them, you know.
Well, yeah, also these days not everyone has those combination of things. That combination of things.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody has a lot of things. I mean, people, it's like a really messed up time for a lot of people. I mean, it is like there was no post COVID recovery, and all the extra money that, you know, was printed basically just went straight to foreign wars, you know. So a lot of people never went back to work, you know, stopped getting their checks. I mean, there's illegal squatters taking over like houses everywhere because they don't have enough money to rent. And then the people that own the homes can't pay their mortgage. And, you know, there's like foreclosures and like businesses are closing. And like there's all these illegal immigrants who are literally contributing nothing to cities except for additional poop for the sewer. I guess they're just going to these cities and like getting money from taxpayers and, you know, just
using resources
and yeah, using resources. Yeah. Pooping in all the toilets. Like it's just not sustainable. I mean, it's so bad in New York that even illegal immigrants from Africa are getting there and being like, yeah, not that great. Like, I'm not really having a good time. Like, this New York's not what I thought. Like, you know, if like some third world, like immigrant with nothing is disappointed that it's bad. Like,
yeah.
Like, bruh, you just traveled thousands of miles over like weeks or months of time and then got to New York just to be disappointed. Like, they're not even like, well, you know, I'm willing to work this out. They're like getting there and be like, I want to go back to Senegal. Like, this is not like, I this hear been, Uganda fun, is nice this time of year. What?
This has been fun, but I'm going to go
like,
home.
What the heck? Like, what a bad deal. Like, it's a bad deal all around. So, you know.
I wonder who's still selling this American dream, though.
Probably the goddamn commies.
Well, because all these migrants that are coming in are.
It's like the lamest war ever. It's like an invasion where like nobody's shooting anybody. It's just like, it's literally foreign occupation because they're foreigners occupying, but they're just like, they were able to occupy without any resistance. Like, it's actually genius. It's like when soldiers go and occupy a city, like in like, you know, I guess classical warfare, they go in and they like maintain presence and like, you know, use resources and, you know, ideally try to integrate into society. So this is like all these foreigners are occupying space in New York without anyone ever having to fire a shot on either side. Like, they just are just using resources and are just occupying space. Like, what? What? And how come the Chinese illegal immigrants aren't getting the press? Where are they? Because they're not standing in the freaking lines.
It's interesting that you never end up seeing them.
Where are they? Yeah, you see the Africans, you see the Latinos. They're all in lines at the food banks and staying in the like hotels. But where are the Chinese?
I think the Chinese people come with more of a plan and they like to move very
China, where are you hiding?
And inconspicuously.
Oh, show yourself. Where you hide now? You know they're using resources. We eat the food. We poop in the toilet.
China's like, China, you know the story clever of the tortoise and the hare? China's the tortoise.
China's the big old tortoise. That's the thing. People are like, oh, China's stupid. China not stupid.
Dude, China's been playing the game.
China's smart. I respect China. I respect that China a lot. I do. I respect China a lot. I mean, a lot of aspects of Chinese culture are like super amazing and interesting. Like,
oh, yeah.
Acupuncture. You know, even like classical Chinese philosophy is really cool. And, you know, actually before communism, like before Mao Zedong and the farmers' revolution and the freaking, you know, the grain and the sickle and the whole freaking deal, China had like a really cool, like intellectual sort of elitist class that was like super like deep and profound and philosophical, you know. A lot of them got pushed out to Taiwan during the, you know, farmers' revolution, the communist parties rise. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool ancient
curious about Chinese history, and I think the reason why people don't understand Chinese culture or you know are more negative towards it is because they just don't understand. Like, of course, you can't accept something that you cannot understand.
Well, I also understand it, and I don't accept it.
That's okay, too. You don't have to accept it, but...
Because China now is not, like, peaceful philosophists. It's being ran by a communist authoritarian government, which is basically allocating all of the world's precious resources for itself and its consumption.
Yes, so that's messed up.
You don't have to respect something because you understand it. Like that's.
No, that's not what I meant. What I meant is that if people had maybe more understanding of the history, they would understand where the decision making comes from. You know, like remember that interview with Putin when they sat down, he was like, "Well, let me first give you a history of Russia." The reason for that is because like. When you understand the history, it helps others understand where the decision making is coming from.
A basis, true. Of like foundation of understanding.
That's what I've been trying to say.
Meanwhile, people are like, so Joe Biden, what's going on with the economy and the international conflicts? And Biden's like,
I'm gonna go make TikTok right now, actually.
I like Travis Kelce's mom because she made good chocolate chip cookies. What?
Yeah.
Dude doesn't even have any it doesn't even have pupils. Have you seen his eyes? They're big black holes. Are you serious? Think about it.
No, that's horrifying. I don't know what he did to his face.
He has no pupil or iris. What color are Joe Biden's eyes?
Black.
I
didn't notice that they were super dark, but I always figured it was the lighting or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's the lighting because, I mean, the President of the United States never has good lighting. Like, no, they're just filming him dark shadows.
Were his eyes always like that? Like, how about 10 years ago or before that? I don't know.
It's too late in the evening.
What I do know, though, is that he's had, like, multiple procedures done to his face, like cosmetic.
Dude's literally trying to shake hands with ghosts. They're just like churn and go to shake like empty space hand.
He's too old. He needs to be like relaxing on his Muskoka chair, you know?
Democrats better do something because Trump is coming. Trump is gonna win.
And then America's going to be stuck with that for 4 years.
Again. So, do you want the angry, out-of-shape drunk uncle who actually doesn't drink but acts drunk? Or do you want the senile old uncle who like is like, okay, Uncle Joe. Okay, Uncle Joe. Call over here, Uncle Joe.
It's bedtime.
Yeah.
Come on.
Uncle Donnie's like, you goddamn immigrants, the fucking Chinese. And then Uncle Joe's like, I remember I was there during. Bruh, sit down, relax.
I think
I would not let Uncle Joe drive my car, let alone drive the largest and most powerful country.
In 4 years, Uncle Joe is gonna like forget it whether or not he took a shower, you know? He's going to forget these things. He's already on that path.
Uncle Joe doesn't remember showering today. Dude, I barely remember showering today. And I'm a relatively coherent, you know, middle-aged guy. Uncle Joe definitely does not remember showering. Because let me tell you, people usually, like, seem more together than they are.
Yeah. And if that's how he seems... And they're trying too. It's not like his team isn't trying to make him seem like he's got it together. That's the best they did. That's the best. That's what they had. That's crazy.
Trump. And all those bright red Make America Great Again hats that are made in China. I make the hat China vagina.
Make America Great Again, yes.
I don't know. I don't care.
I guess everyone's idea just of happy, greatness is, you know, different.
Just happy to be able to deal with as few humans as possible, to be honest.
Well, I guess it's kind of sad when you're home country or
it's so sad. I am so let's not pull that cord all the way down off the table.
What? This one?
Yeah, the one that you were pulling on, that was you were looking at and pulling on. Yeah, that's, don't want that coming down because that's going to be a huge mess up.
I didn't think my legs were even on it, but okay, carry on.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's like, find somebody to love. Share the most valuable resource that you and everyone else has in this life, which is time. Share time with them. Just really just, you know, give thanks. Give thanks. You know, and I think that that's, I don't know what else to say, to be honest, at this point in the show. Katya, do you have anything that you want to share?
No, other than I just want a reminder to people that if you're stuck or struggling with something and you feel like you're all alone in it, you probably aren't. And more likely than not, people around you will be willing to help you or listen to you and, you know, be there for you in some way. So just remember that there's people out there who care about you, if you forget that sometimes. That's all.
All right, now I'm going to go pick the glass out of my foot from the glass that shattered on the ground earlier. And hopefully...
I mean, I help you with that. I have a tweezer.
We won't leave any more cups on the edge of the counters, and especially not in open corners. That's usually the danger zone, open corners. You know, open corners, not the place for breakable glass.
Okay.
And, yeah. Oh, what's this? This looks good. This is, here you go, Katya. Why don't you take that?
You know, sometimes it flies farther than you'd expect.
Yep. And don't want that to slice the foot open. Found another piece of broken glass over by where I was sitting after cutting my toe on a different piece of glass in a different place. Double glass. Dos Virios. Two glasses. We're going to raise our two glasses up for a toast.
I guess I should just end it all.
To another episode of Trippin' Bigly.
That's it.
That's all, folks.
That's a wrap.
Peace and love.
Love.